Now, the John Rooney Conversation on KMOX. Sponsored by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. And if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
And that's a winner! The Cardinals go to the series. They beat the Dodgers 7-5. It's a beautiful scene to observe as the Cardinals pound McGee and each other, give high fives, low fives, kisses and hugs, and they've won the game 7-5, and the 85 Cards are in the World Series.
Oh, baby, 40 years it's been. 40 years. That was my first favorite baseball team ever. I mean, 1982 happened, but I was pretty young. I barely remember it. 1985, I do remember. Heck of a year it was. And the 40th anniversary, the reunion, is happening on Friday, and it is happening here in St. Louis. And there are going to be over 20 former players and coaches from the 1985 team, including Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, John Tudor, Tom Herr, and our guy Danny Cox, who is with us now on 104.1 FM KMOX. Danny, it's good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Chris. How about yourself?
We are doing great. And like I said, that was my first favorite team because I was just old enough to know what was going on. And it's been 40 years. How well do you remember that game that we just heard Jack Buck make that call of you going to the series?
Well, every time I hear that, puts a smile on my face, gives me goosebumps. And, you know, we did it in L.A. too, which was even better feeling. You know, just beating them on the road. Something about Dodger Blue is not as good as Cardinal Red.
Yeah, like I remember that Jack Clark home run, which is the thing that I think most people really remember from that series. When that happened, what was going on in your mind?
That's probably about the highest I jumped as a white boy, you know. I got up there pretty high when that ball went over the fence. And, you know, went up to what was funny about it was, you know, still early in the game, I think the eighth inning, and we dogpiled at the plate. Everybody went up there, was high-fiving Jack, crossing the dish, and, you know, just something about it was a feeling that, hey, we're going to win this, man. We're going to win this because, you know, we went back to St. Louis down 2-0 and then came back and won 4 straight to go to the series.
So even when you were down by 2, you hadn't won a game yet, you felt pretty confident? The team just felt that they knew they were going to fight back?
Yeah. You know, Amy, I think the big thing about that is we've played a lot of games up to that point already. We won the division. We had 101 wins. And, you know, throughout the course of the season, you have your highs and your lows, you're winning streaks, you're losing streaks. And knowing it's the best of 7 and you're only down 2, somebody's still got to win 4. So you just keep playing your game, and we had good pitching, we had great defense, and we just kept playing some whitey ball, and fortunately put it all together and, you know, won 4 in a row to go to the series. And, it was just it's a great memory. And, you know, one thing about the Cardinals, they love their alumni, and they treat us. No other places. There's no other place like St. Louis Cardinals fans, and what the Cardinals do for the alumni is just fantastic.
Well, and as we mentioned, 40 years, so it's a reunion. So many players, coaches will be in town. Ozzie Smith, Willie McGee, Vince Coleman, John Tudor. Do you guys have is this going to be great to all see each other, or is there a 1985 text thread where you guys are talking a lot all the time throughout the year?
Well, we do talk, you know, and I see Ozzie at various golf charity functions, and TP, I'm going to be doing something with him Friday after the game, and John Tudor, I talk to him, I play in a couple of golf tournaments that he puts on, so, you know, we keep in touch, we do this, but it's different when you finally get to see your buddies again, shake hands, give them a hug, you know, and it's always good to see that smile, because what we have are good memories, and it's, you know, always fun to see your teammates again.
Danny Cox from the 1985 National League champion Cardinals with us on KMOX. You were talking about the clinching of the World Series spot, you know, getting to the series. Is there something along the way from the 85 season that does spark a memory for you? Something that you do think about outside of just, you know, getting to the World Series, which is huge.
You know, I think probably about the biggest thing was just the how upbeat it was throughout the whole season. And the Mets were playing great. I think at one time we had won like 14 out of 15 games, and they had won 13 out of 15, and they still lost a spot behind us. So if you're playing that kind of baseball and still losing, you know, ground on the team that's in front of you, it's just a feeling. You know, come to St. Louis, and it was always alive. You know, they had the airplane flying around, you know, Mets are pond scum and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if you guys remember it.
Oh, but yeah.
The stadium was alive. You know, there was nothing was pumped in. No sound was pumped in to get everybody fired up. They came there fired up. As a matter of fact, you know, when we showed up to the ballpark, it was the stadium was already alive. And it's, that gets in your blood. That gets in your system. And, you know, it makes you want to play good for your fans.
You know, it's funny you bring up the Mets, because when I went away to college, I went to a school halfway up the state in Illinois. And a lot of kids I went to school with were from Chicago. So a lot of Cubs fans. And as soon as they would find out I was a Cardinals fan, they go, "Oh, Cardinals," you know. and you know, I didn't have a feeling about the Cubs. It was the Mets. The Mets were the team that I hated. And then later in life, I hated the Braves, right? It was the Mets. That was the team that in the mid-80s, nobody liked. It really wasn't the Cubs.
Well, that was, you know, as a player, that was our biggest rivalry. I think the rivalry between the Cubs and the Cardinals is throughout the ages of the fans, you know, bragging rights and so forth. But during that time frame for the Cardinals, we didn't really care much for the Mets, and I'm sure the feeling was mutual, you know, because two good teams wanting to reach the same goal, and we had some pretty good games that we played against one another there at their place and our place. So that made it exciting. It was real challenging, because they had a real good ball club, and they proved it the following season by, you know, winning the 86 World Series.
So let me ask you this. Did players hate that team as much as fans did?
Probably more.
Okay.
Because they got all the ink, you know, being from New York, they still got all the ink, and we're in first place, you know, and it was kind of like, what's this all about? You know, give respect to where it is and give it its due. But it was always, they were the better team. But, you know, I understand that. That's New York media.
You know, it's so you mentioned Whitey Ball, and I think the 80s is such an interesting time for baseball. And, you know, the Cardinals focused on speed so much. How much did what role did AstroTurf play in the way when it started spreading everywhere in all these ballparks in the 80s, and now teams are focusing on speed and not necessarily trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark? How much did that kind of change the game, too, in the 80s?
Well, it did for the Cardinals, that's for sure. I think we probably stole over 300 bases back-to-back years, and that was something that hadn't been accomplished then, and I don't think it's been surpassed since. But that's the kind of ball we played. We didn't have home run hitters. We had good contact hitters, line drive hitters, and get on base, steal a base, ground ball, move them to third, sack fly, we got to run. Now you got to score two to beat us. We do that again. Now you got to score three. And that was just our game, and that's how we played it. And I think the Mets, they had more pop than we did. They had more home run hitters, but they had a few guys that could steal the bases too. So that's what's made them good. But I think, you know, there's all types and different ways to win the game of baseball, and I think we utilized them pretty good offensively and defensively.
As a player, and now we are 40 years removed from the event, how long did it take you to get over the Don Denkinger call?
I don't think you ever really do, but you just accept it because that's just the way it is, you know. And I guess about the only time it bugs me is when I see a guy from Kansas City with a World Series ring on. But outside of that, it's, if there was instant replay back then, I'm sure a lot of things would have been different you know, for a lot of things. But that's what it was, and you know, we all saw it, and you got to live with it. That's just part of the gig and part of the game and part of what it's all about. And you know, you just try to get over it and keep playing, and hopefully keep playing as long as you can, and enjoy having the ability to do it and having somebody like you that wants to keep on their team, because I just grew up playing baseball and was fortunate enough to be with the Cardinals. And it's kind of a thing that it never goes away from you. You just, like you said, it's been 40 years. Can't do anything like that anymore, but I sure enjoyed my time when I could.
Do you feel like every year you maybe have even more time for reflection on just how special those days were? I mean, it's something being a pitcher, winning the World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. So few people get to experience that.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty neat, and I think St. Louis recognizes it. And they always have reunions for whatever team it is, and always have events going on down at the ballpark to celebrate their past history. And fortunately, I'm still here to enjoy it and be a part of it. And it's something that, you know, as you get older, it becomes fun, and your family gets to go with you now and enjoy it. They enjoy all that kind of stuff. And it's just a real nice feeling that to know that you're appreciated for what you did, and people enjoy how you played the game of baseball and had a chance to watch you. And we give it 100%. And you know, I think they saw that, they feel it, they lived it, and they respect it. And they're just, their way of saying thank you is by having something at the ballpark to show their appreciation.
For the Friday night game, there is a mystery bobblehead, a triple bobblehead. They're one of two that people could end up with. 20,000 fans, 16 and over, they're going to get one of these two, the first 20,000 that come through. You're on one of them with John Tudor and Joaquin Andujar. Have you seen it, and how do you feel about it?
Well, I haven't physically seen it, but I've seen a picture of it. But what a great honor, huh? I mean, that's pretty cool for me to be on there with John and Joaquin. And I think between the three of us as starting pitchers, we won 60 games. So That was pretty impressive there, I thought. I think John had 21 and Joaquin had 21. I had 18. So it was to be on that, and you know, 40 years later, and get to share a bobblehead with a couple of great pitchers and a couple of great friends. And it's just something, you know, kind of puts a smile in your heart.
It's got a great mustache.
It's a terrific mustache.
It's a
mustache.
Really nice mustache.
Is the bobblehead mustache better than the real one?
You're a bobblehead, huh? You approve, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're looking at it now.
You're that center position looking ahead. Man, and the mustache is in its full glory.
All right. Well, I'm just glad they didn't have my head looking up over my shoulder.
That would be so mean. Balls flying out of the ballpark. That's not nice.
That would be such
Come on,
a
man.
Mean
you just,
bobblehead.
You just won 18 games that year. Why would they do that
to you? You got to have some fun with it, you know. I mean,
that is actually a great idea.
Yeah, you know, the ribbing's going to come here, you know, once we all get together. It's going to be nothing but laughs and digs and all kinds of good stuff. So looking forward to it.
Of everybody on that team, who is the most prolific crap talker?
I don't know. John Tudor didn't talk crap. He backed it all up. You know, he was always coming in a little bit negative. I don't have nothing today. I don't have nothing today. You know, eight innings later, he gave up one hit. You know, we're like, yeah, right. You know, it was that kind of stuff all throughout. But was blessed to be on a team that had won the World Series in 82. So there were still players from that. So when I came in, they already had that you know, demeanor, that feeling that, you know, we've done it, we can do it again. And so when I came up, sure, I was a rookie, but I learned quick about the right way to do things, the Cardinal way, how we're going to approach things. And all the vets back then kept you in line. And, you know, not only that, but they taught you a lot, you know, about certain players and umpires and so forth, the things that they experienced and pass it on to you so you knew prior, which is, you know, a big deal. It's a big help.
Danny Cox, we're looking forward to seeing you on Friday, where the 40-year anniversary reunion of the 1985 Cardinals team, the National League Championship team, will be at Busch Stadium. There is a pregame ceremony happening at 6:30. A lot of members of the team are going to be there. There are still tickets available at cardinals.com, and you're going to want to get out to that. But we appreciate you, Danny Cox. Great to talk to you again. Thank you for being with us today, and we'll see you Friday.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Amy. You both have a wonderful day.